1320 WILS. The federal government announcing that it is set to set up a registry of drones and drone users. They want to basically know who is out there flying these drones. Is that a good idea? Let's talk to someone who's been professionally using drones for a while now. Craig Thomas, he's a commercial drone videographer. GlobalVideoHQ.com is where you can find him. Craig, great to have you here.
Man, it is so good to be back. And yeah, it was an interesting day today with the FAA and the Department of Transportation.
Yeah, do you think it's warranted we need to set up a registry like this?
The short answer, yes. We absolutely need to implement some type of reasonable registration and knowledge base of the users and the aircraft that are flying in our national airspace.
So you're ready to give up your name, your address, all your information to the feds and that kind of thing? No problem there?
For the luxury of doing what I do, absolutely.
And what their concern is, especially particularly these drones flying around, around airports and around planes. I'm curious, and I know you have some pretty advanced drones. How high up can you actually fly a drone?
Well, most of the drones right now can, based on the normal technology, without somebody who's going to the drone radio shack and building their own super kit, they usually can get about a kilometer of range before it starts losing a radio connection and does what's called a return to home safety feature.
Oh, really? That's what it does.
That 1 kilometer could be up. It could be straight up. It could be straight out. It's 1 kilometer from the radio.
But you said they're what, super drone kits you can get? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. There's some different frequencies that guys are kind of getting on, the UHF frequencies, and they're going 13, 14 miles out.
Wow. Okay, so they can't even. They can't even see the drones at that point, right?
Well, that's the entire purpose.
Yeah,
they're flying by what's called a first person view, and I understand some of the technical reasons to do that. Burlington Northern Railroad wants to do that to do some railroad track inspections, and to be able to get that far out is something they should be able to do on their railroad tracks. However, I do think that there should be a altitude ceiling when they're doing something like that as well.
13 miles. So you could go 13 miles up into the air, essentially, go up right next to a plane, basically, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
And then some.
Absolutely.
So, what's the real danger? I mean, can a drone actually take down a plane, do you think?
Depending on the size of the drone, right now it's not the drone itself, the arms, the propellers, all the rest of that. For the most part, the most solid mass that's in any of this is the battery. And I've got a couple of professional drones here that my battery itself is probably 10 to 12 pounds. Mm-hmm. And it is a solid mass, and that could definitely cause some damage. Mm. Some of the smaller consumer drones, it's going to get chewed up by any type of proper engine. I would say, though, that I'm a little concerned about full-size helicopters and drones. Mm. The props on the helicopters are much more susceptible to damage than a lot of the props on planes or jet engines, for that fact.
Do you think it's just a matter of time before we see some kind of a disaster, an airline disaster because of a drone?
I think we will be extremely fortunate to not see that happen. Mm-hmm. Where obviously none of us want to see that happen. But some of the craziness that's going on and people saying, I have the right to do whatever I want to do or just for the fun of it, we're seeing people push boundaries that they just shouldn't. And those of us who are professional in this business, you know, the FAA now is asking us to become pilots. Mm-hmm. And so we have so much investment into this. We want prosecution for the bad players out there, the bad actors who are breaking rules and truly causing danger.
So you got a license from the FAA to fly your drone?
I have a license to fly now a full-size aircraft.
And did you have to do that in order to use a drone for your work? Or?
That is correct. Under the Section 333 exemption, whoever's on the sticks of the drones commercially needs to have a certificate from the FAA to be able to fly.
Amazing.
Anywhere from a sports pilot license all the way to an air transport pilot.
How long does that take to get one of those?
Well, I used it as an excuse to have my business and my wife allow me to do it, and I did it in about 2 months.
Oh, so you actually went out and flew planes and that kind of thing?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I took her up for her first joyride over the weekend, and she loved it.
Do you have a plane now, or?
No, but fortunately, a lot of the airports now have these fleets that you can, once you're qualified and they sign you off on them, you can go out and fly anytime you want.
That sounds like fun, yeah. Craig Thomas, a commercial drone videographer, globalvideohq.com. How do you use the drones professionally? What kinds of things do you videotape?
You know, we're doing a lot of stuff, everything from the traditional things you would think of, from real estate developments and so forth, but probably some of the most interesting things we're doing right now up in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, Michigan, we're actually measuring trees and obstacles for cell towers. As we're doing, they're looking at building new cell towers. Mm-hmm. They have possible obstructions that they want us to go out and measure these points of concern.
The height of the trees. And you have some kind of
That's
a measurement.
Right.
Yeah, you have a measurement tool on the drone that tells you how high up it is, that kind of thing?
We have full barometers. They give us the latitude, longitude, the XY coordinates, and we go up and give them almost to within 3 inches the height of the different possible obstacles, and that's saving them millions of dollars.
So
we're also doing tower inspections, which not only, again, saves them just a ton of money, but provides safety in an area they've never had before.
Yeah, you don't have to climb up the tower. That's a great convenience. So, I mean, other than the folks inspecting railroads, what kind of use would someone really have for flying a drone 13 miles away, especially just someone playing around with a drone?
I would say power line inspections, things that have a long continuity across an area that would be difficult to get a person into. As we're even flying some of the paths for some of our tree inspections, we're up in the sides of mountains where there's no roads, and so we're having to launch from far away, fly up there, try to measure the path. But we'll usually find a way, four-wheelers or cats or something like that, to get up into the mountainside. But we can see times where there's large expanses of infrastructure that they literally can't get a vehicle up there.
Well, that makes sense. But in urban areas, I guess that's where we're probably going to see real problems, people flying around cars and other things. Are there any restrictions right now in using drones?
There absolutely is. First of all, I'm not sure if you're aware, last week FAA threatened a $1.9 million lawsuit on a company who was flying in downtown Chicago and downtown New York, both of which is what's called Class Bravo airspace. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely illegal for them to be flying in that space. And most of your major cities have airspace like that,
right,
that you can fly in those areas with either a full size or a smaller size aircraft, but you must be in communication with air traffic control in that area.
That includes drones, too.
That's right. They want us to be considered aircraft.
The only issue is that we're going to register the drones, but unless they crash, right, they're not going to know whose drone it is unless it actually crashes and they're able to get a hold of it. Is that an issue?
Or if somebody complains, they're trying to partner with local law enforcement at this point, so they can say, at least local law enforcement, see if this guy has his drone registered.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And if he's flying illegal, make him land, see if he's registered, and if he's not, then we have something at least to start identifying. But as I watched the conference today, you could see that they really started having challenges when the questions came into who's going to enforce this. Who is the enforcement arm? Because neither the Department of Transportation or the FAA have enforcement arms.
Right. Well,
and so they were refusing to answer that question, saying, let's just start first with getting a database.
It's going to be costly no matter what, especially with what, a million drones out there already, and we're going to sell a lot more this Christmas. Craig Thomas, commercial drone videographer, globalvideohq.com. He knows how to operate these things. Probably one of the best drone operators in the country right now. Craig, thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.